The next speaker, inshallah, is Sheikh Yaqubu Muhammad. And let's just give a brief introduction. He was born in 1969 in Nigeria and attended primary and secondary school as well as college in Nigeria. He obtained a diploma in education in 1989 at the International University of Africa in Sudan. He's also a Hafiz of Quran from the same institute in Sudan. He completed a degree in Sharia, Islamic law and studies in 1992. And he's currently employed as a full-time imam at the Islamic Center in St. Martin for the past 6 years. He has he's very experienced in lecturing. He's lectured in Nigeria, Sudan, and all over the Caribbean. And he's currently married with his family. One of his children is to be good in, actually. So I'll invite Sheikh Yaqubu to the mic, inshallah.
الحمد لله الذي من علينا بنعمة الإسلام وجعلنا من أتباع سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. حمدا لك يا ربنا في السراء والضراء. حمدا لك يا ربنا على نعمك التي لا تحصى. حمدا لك يا ربنا إذا رضيت، وحمدا لك يا ربنا بعد الرضا. لا نعبد إلا إياك ولا نستعين إلا بك، وفي كل أمر وفي كل حال حسبنا الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا ومعلمنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, who out of His mercy gave us this perfected way of life, this wonderful religion that every individual human being on the surface of the earth who gets to know about Islam, even if he does not accept Islam, deep inside him or her, he will confess that Islam is the true way of life. It is a mercy of the Almighty Allah to give Islam to us. We do not do any favor to the Almighty Allah to hold firm unto our Islam. As a matter of fact, it is a favor from the Almighty Allah to have given us Islam. And therefore, we just have to try as much as possible to constantly show gratefulness to the Almighty Allah for His mercy and for His kindness. Allah is so merciful to us. Allah is so kind to us to have made us Muslims. No matter how successful you are on the surface of the earth, no matter your achievement, no matter what you accumulate on the surface of the earth, my brothers and sisters, if you are denied Islam, or if you deny yourself Islam, know for sure you are denied everything on the surface of the earth. Youths, we are very, very important. We are very, very important. Islam is very much of concern for the youth. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much of concern for the youth, because they are the future of tomorrow. They are the future that we could hold firm unto. And that is why you see that the enemies of Islam, when they have an opportunity to deal with Muslims, they start with their youth. Very, very clear. I don't know. That is why I was saying that actually, when the enemies of Islam, they get any opportunity that presents itself for them to deal with Muslims, they will always try as much as possible to wipe away the youth. If they cannot wipe them out, they will maim them. Because they know, as far as the old ones are concerned, the general perception is they are very close to their grave. But as for the youth, if they are allowed to know about Islam, if they are allowed to hold firm unto the teaching of Islam and the practices of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will actually create a problem that they will never be able to solve. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Almighty Allah in the Quran al-Karim, He gave a special concern to relate to us the story of some youth, very young men, who submitted to the Almighty Allah and they prepared themselves to sacrifice everything they own just for the sake of their religion. The Almighty Allah in Surah Al-Kahf, He said, Bada a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Am hasibtu? No. Don't you know that the issue of the people of the cave, these were young people, very, very young people, who were faced with the challenges of serving other than Allah, who were put into tests, into trials and tribulations, to submit and bow before human beings, to bow down before idols and images. But these people, they announce their Islam for the Almighty Allah. They announce their submission in totality to none other than the Almighty Allah. And for that, they have to lose everything on the surface of the earth. And they maintain firmness. The Almighty Allah said, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. These were young men, very, very young. They were at the age whereby everything was at their disposal. Whatever they want, they will get. The king who claimed to be God, he was prepared to give them everything they need, just to sway them, to distract their attention from serving their Creator. But what do they say? آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. But they maintain their belief in their Creator. They believe in the oneness of the Almighty Allah. And for that, Allah said, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. And we increase them in their belief, in the guidance to the Almighty Allah. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهَا لَقَدْ كُنَّا إِذًا شَطَطًا. They said, verily, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth. We are not going to associate anybody with Him in service. We are not going to worship any other than that Allah who is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. If we do so, then we would have committed a very, very grievous offense. Then they went on to say, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْ لَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. They said, here we are, these our people, they have taken to worshipping other than Allah. If only they were able to provide an evidence of what they are doing,